Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, it's that time. Time to plan our next vacation with Deanne Colon from St. Clair Travel. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning.
Why, during the pandemic, the cruise industry really took a hit, and for obvious reasons. It was not safe to be on a cruise ship there for a while. But now, thanks to vaccine and other mitigation things, it is becoming safe, and the cruise lines want us back, don't they?
They do. I'll tell you, I've been really booking a lot of cruises lately, and the main reason is people have a lot of vouchers that they have to use up. Mm-hmm. They were scheduled to go on a cruise a few years back, pre-pandemic, and they had to cancel, and a lot of the cruise lines handed out vouchers for future travel, and if you took the vouchers, you got 125% instead of just the 100% back. Right. So what I've been telling everyone, and I've been emailing my guests, is that if you have these vouchers, they're going to expire. So you might as well get something booked. It doesn't have to be this year. It can be next year.
Okay.
And actually, some cruises are booking into 24. So you can use your vouchers, take advantage of the deals. And I'll tell you, yesterday I was on Norwegian Cruise Line talking to some clients about going to Alaska. And we've got a seven-day Seattle round-trip Alaska cruise with air from Detroit, all your drinks, your tips, your insurance, everything you need, Wi-Fi, everything you talk about when you go on a cruise ship, all your meals, drinks, whatever. I got that for like $3,400 a person.
That's incredible.
That's uncalled for.
That is amazing.
I know.
That's
and
amazing.
That's for this August.
Oh, wow.
So you can go this year, and from what I'm hearing from all my travel friends, travel agent friends, my guests, cruising, the ships are half empty.
Really?
So if you want to go on a cruise right now, now's the time to go.
I guess so.
It's like having your own private concierge on board.
Right. Extra elbow room and all the amenities. Sounds pretty good. Are there things that travelers need to know about being on a cruise ship right now in this sort of post-COVID world that we're navigating our way through?
Yes. You know, right now you do have to go through some hoops. You have to be vaccinated and you have to be boosted. So that's the one thing you have to know. But that's only for your own safety right now on the cruise ships.
Okay.
The next thing is you will have to be tested to get on board, which, again, is a good thing. You have to be tested. It's very easy. You can also get tested at the cruise ship. They're doing the two-hour PCR, which then you just wait, and then you get on board. Of course, I would test beforehand, just my fly all the way there if you're not going to be negative. But I would definitely, that's the only other thing. Other than right now flying, if you stay in the United States, which Seattle is the United States, Florida, United States, you don't have to test to come home.
Okay.
So to stay within the U.S., it's very easy to come home. You don't have to worry about the testing to come home. If you go to Europe, which I had clients on a ship the other day, half empty.
Wow.
They were in the Mediterranean, one of the first ships out, and they said it was phenomenal. They said that it was all private dining. Everything was just like you were your own private party.
Wow.
Just amazing. And they got to, when you get off the ship, there's not that many people getting off the boat,
sure.
So you have all these excursions readily available, nothing's packed. So really, if you're a cruiser, and there are people out there that like to cruise a couple times a year, now's the time to get back into cruising, because I really feel that there's a lot of opportunities out there. And if you have those vouchers or those onboard credits, because a lot of people also have the $200 onboard credit for, you know, purchases, take advantage of it and get yourself booked.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to be any lower than this.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned those vouchers and the expiration of them, because I think a lot of times people will tuck something away, and if they don't actually forget that they have it, they know they have it, but they don't realize that there's an expiration date maybe coming up soon. Take a look at that and make sure that you don't lose it.
Well, the expiration dates have also expired on your voucher. That doesn't mean they're expired.
Right.
Because COVID was pushed. So that's one main thing I want everyone to know. Even if you had them, and let's say you tossed them, mm-hmm. the cruise line has them. If you're booked through us, we have them.
Okay.
And that's a benefit of going through us, St. Clair Travel, because we keep all of your paperwork here until you use them. And we make makes it easy for you just to give us a call and say, hey, I've got these vouchers. And the cruise line keeps some of them as long as you have your booking number. And from a couple of years ago, you need to have that. But I'll tell you, you get onto some of the islands. I was looking at another cruise for someone else, and to go down to like St. Lucia, Aruba, Curacao, the furthest southern islands where a lot of the flights haven't returned yet to get there, what a great way to see those islands, and they're not as busy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know? I think we're going to find that for a while, those places that that missed having tourists want them back, and they'll do a lot to get them back.
Yeah, you think about Bermuda, you know, great cruise out of New York. They also go out of Baltimore. I mean, there is nothing prettier than sailing out of New York and seeing the Statue of Liberty.
I bet.
It is one of the coolest visions I have.
Yeah.
And when I was going to Bermuda, you go out that route and you go to Bermuda. The thing about Bermuda is that you stay on the island, but the ship is your hotel. So you park for up to 5 days on the island. So you go and come and go as you please. So if you want to take go into a restaurant and have a few drinks on island, you can. You can rent scooters. You can rent electric bikes. It's a beautiful way to see Bermuda, and you're not paying the high cost of the hotels that you have.
Yeah. I think you've tempted a lot of people into checking out cruising. If they want to book their cruise, and again, just like with any other vacation through St. Clair Travel, they can lay away their getaway, right?
Yeah. The nice thing about St. Clair Travel is you put a deposit down, and we say, hey, make some payments along the way, or just wait till final payment, and you can lay away your getaway. And please, go away.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to start traveling. I'm leaving Saturday for Paris.
Oh,
going to be gone for 10 days. I'll be recorded, and we will talk to you when we get back about all the wonderful adventures.
Can't wait to hear about Paris. That'll be fun. Safe travels, Deanne. In the meantime, if somebody wants to give you a call, what's the best way to reach you?
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Bye-bye.